Roche Harbor by Ariana Bankston. Up until a couple of years ago, every year, a few days before the 4th of July, I would once again become familiarized with the tempting smell of freshly made, powdered, fattening donuts. This is a smell that I would awaken to daily for the week of the 4th of July. However, this is not how the exciting vacation would begin. It would start with my brother and I being grumpily woken up by our parents at merely 8 a.m., early in comparison to the rest of my lazy summer. We would finally manage to get out of the house and make our way to Costco, where we would buy as much tasty food as would fit in the small refrigerator on our boat, and a little bit more. Then, once we arrived at the dock, we would spend as little time as possible unloading everything onto the quickly transforming boat, changing from a spacey boat to a cluttered mess. By the time we would have left the marina, everything would be slightly more in place. My brother watching movies on the DVD player and me reading my latest book. My dad would be above on the deck driving the boat through the glimmering water while my mom would be making pastrami sandwiches. This is how the rest of the trip would peacefully go by until we finally arrived at Roche Harbor, San Juan Island. The next week would be spent swimming in a small quarry only a short hike away, and for me, acting as a part-time babysitter of my dad's friend's adorable puppies. Every night, we would have a barbecue with my dad's friends until finally the big night arrived. On the 4th of July, we would all stay up on the beach, lighting fireworks until midnight when we would finally all line up on the dock, staying warm with an accumulation of blankets. The fireworks were consistently spectacular every single year, and I did not regret staying up once. The rest of the week was spent in complete and total relaxation with lots and lots of good food. Though I have many joyful memories of this trip, which I am grateful to have, it is also slightly melancholy for me to look back on because this trip is no longer possible due to the separation of my parents. This was such an amazing tradition to have as a child, and I will remember those weeks forever.